Hey everybody, welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Hello, all, coming to you not on Monday, but on our regularly scheduled Sunday.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
That's actually, you know what? What if I forgot?
No.
And I didn't put it up until Monday.
I won't let you.
What if that happened?
It's
then
not...
I'd be telling pork pies.
Hmm. It's not going to happen.
No pork pies here, everyone.
Nope.
So, Dory?
Yes, Matt.
We had a long episode last week.
We did.
Lengthy discussions about a number of different things.
Mm-hmm.
None of which I remember at this point.
Well, look, I get it.
It's been a long. You know how many errors the Red Sox have had since then? Like, honestly, like 12.
Yeah, why are they so bad?
Oh, it's a great question.
Thank you.
It really is a great question. I mean, partially because, you know, our starting shortstop got hurt. Our second baseman hasn't even played a game yet.
Mm.
Our third baseman, who isn't that great defensively, is currently hurt.
Mm.
It's bad when our best defensive infielder is Tristan Casas. We have some problems.
I mean, I'll take your word for it.
I'm just saying. It's the kind of content you can expect on Dory's new show, Matt Talks Baseball.
Yep. Great new show I'm doing.
What's new? What's happening out here?
What is new? Big birthday party weekend in Henrytown.
I mean, it's the time of year. It's the lot of birthdays, a lot of various cakes and cupcakes.
Yeah. Today was cupcakes,
etc.
The birthdays in his class, like, I don't know if it's like this in every class, but they kind of go in clumps. But there's like a big September, October bunch. Then there's like a January, February bunch. Then there's an April bunch. And then there's a June, July bunch.
Yes.
So we just had like almost 2 months with no birthday parties.
Oh, it was glorious.
Now it's like every weekend, including Henry's, which is next weekend.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, we got T-ball. It's coming.
There's a lot happening. Matt is assistant coaching. Just, Matt, do you want to talk about your new life as an assistant T-ball coach?
I mean, didn't I last week when I talked about the mean rich kids coming in with their knowledge of sports and their music?
That's right. You did talk about that.
You'd think we would have practiced since then. We haven't. Do you think other teams are practicing?
I think that team is practicing. I literally don't think any other team is practicing.
I mean, that's what we say. We could show up tomorrow and, you know, we could just be like stunned once again.
Maybe, but I don't know. What else has happened?
I finished a pitch for a TV show and I mailed it to my... I said I mailed it. I snail-mailed it. I emailed it.
What if you did mail it?
To my manager. He had a great time with it. Kicking it off to some production companies and we'll see, guys. We'll try to get a show made. What do you think? Anyone? No?
Look, I'm on board.
What's fun about this process, I'll peel the Hollywood curtain back a little bit, is what'll happen now is you'll spend some time developing the show before you sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll sell it. I mean, essentially what I'm saying is no chance I receive a paycheck for anything in the next 3 to 4 months.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And that's, I, and that's, and that's fast tracked.
That's fast. Yeah. So, what is your plan to bring in money in the next 6 to 12 months?
I don't know. I thought I was a television writer, so I thought I should just create TV shows and try to sell them.
I mean, I agree with that.
It's not good enough anymore.
No one said it's not good enough, but we need
society money. Society has said that it's
in the
not
next,
good enough.
In the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, so. You know, we're going to hustle. Everybody got to go hustle, you know?
Everybody is hustling.
Everybody's, I'm hustling. I'm talking to the audience, too.
Oh, they need to hustle?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Get your hustles on, everybody.
Hmm.
We'll see. I mean, I could make 7 TV shows and not receive a nickel for 2 years.
I mean, some people make a living not making TV shows.
Do you mean the rest of the world?
No. I mean TV writers who get development deals, who get overalls.
Right. Yeah, sure.
They could spend years getting paid and never make a TV show.
Yeah, but while they're on that overall deal, they'll get sent to other shows. They'll be working. There is no mythical overall deal where you actually don't do anything.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I'm sorry to say. A lot of times you have an overall deal with Universal or something like that. What'll happen is there'll be a new NBC Universal show that needs some upper-level writers. Okay, well, let's send this guy over there because we're already paying them.
I see.
Let's send this gal over to that show because we're already paying her. Let's make sure we don't make any new shows. We'll just send these people out to the ones we already have.
I see.
It's that kind of thing. That's what happens in an overall
deal. Got it. Okay. Well, that's not as exciting.
I do wish it was let's pay this guy or gal or person for this to be a think tank and just sit in a bungalow generating possibly mediocre ideas for TV shows.
Yeah, just sit in a bungalow.
That would be incredible. I'll take that job. It doesn't exist, but I'll take it.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Get a parking spot right in front of your bungalow.
Oh yeah, that's the dream, right? With your name on the front of the parking spot.
I think that's only your dream if you happen to be at Universal, just so the tram tour can ride by your parking spot.
Oh, interesting.
You know, and then midweek, I used to love it. You'd go through on midweek and you'd see half of the people weren't even at their bungalows. You'd just see empty spots with people's names on it. You're like, wow, they figured it out. They were already doing hybrid work before it was a thing.
Update on my job search. I didn't get the job that I had the interview for last week. I don't know. I've sort of lost track of time. I have 2 other interviews this week. So
we're going to
see.
This is a big period of time where we're all throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks.
I did pick up some freelance copywriting work, so that's exciting. Just to have some
money
coming
in. That's interesting that you described possibly the least exciting job and made it sound exciting. Freelance copywriting.
I don't think it's the least exciting job. I think it is what you make it.
Well, you know, Rob Petrie was a copywriter before he wrote for the Alan Brady Show.
I don't know what any of those words mean.
Dick Van Dyke's character on the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I'm just biding my time copywriting till I can get a fictional job on a
fictional variety show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, just trying to... Just trying to keep our heads above water over here.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that is the best way to put it. Trying to keep our heads above water. Well, we can't swim right now. We're literally just
Oh, we're treading badly.
We're treading.
Which reminds me, if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/excellent adventure. Adventure. Excellent adventure. /excellent adventure is what I meant to say. Support the show on Patreon and get yourself extra episodes of the podcast if you'd like. It's up to you. Whatever. We need it. What else was I going to say to people?
I don't know. What
big
else
week. I mean, I must have showered like 5 times this week.
Well, I got my sense of smell back.
Yeah. Dory's like, you got to shower. And I'm like, ugh, your sinus infection's gone. I operate like a 10-year-old boy.
You had
I
a really nice do. Couple weeks there where I couldn't smell you.
Yep. And I was like, sweaty, didn't care. No one told me to take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, oh, she's back.
He's like,
I took a shower this morning.
He's like a 10-year-old boy, you guys. It's like, really? And then sometimes when I tell him he needs to shower, he like gets mad. Like I'm the bad guy.
Yeah. I don't say a word when she's stinking up the storm, you know?
You should, though.
You guys think that Dory doesn't stink sometimes? Let me tell you. Between the tennis and the sadness, sometimes she stinks.
Yeah, and I get right in the shower.
That's not true.
Okay. Sure.
Anybody out there who doesn't shower frequently until they're told to, let me know.
you're trying to find your people?
I'm trying to find, just going to get a bunch of 10-year-olds in summer camp writing to me.
Yep.
I don't shower. I don't want to get in the communal shower. But, you know, the reality is, like, the less depressed you are, the more you're showering.
That is true.
Two showers in a day sometimes now.
I mean,
it's like, whatever.
Sometimes you're even showering without me having to even say anything. Like, this morning, I didn't say anything. You just showered.
Because I took a shower yesterday. Why would you be saying anything?
Wow. Unless
you're, you know, a real piece of work who I think just makes things up sometimes. Sometimes I think I smell like
roses.
Manly musk. Like a manly musk. And then she's like, you gotta take a shower. I'm like, this is musk.
Yeah. Musk. That's right. Musk.
It's like the at the Museum of Science in Boston. Remember, you could like hit the button to smell what a moose smells like.
Ew, no, I don't.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You remember the thing like in front of the taxidermied animals? You'd have like you could pick up a little thing and listen, and then you could hit a little button, and a little fan would go, and then it would like blow the scent up.
You know what? I don't remember that.
Well, that's just I don't understand why you don't remember that because. Smell is one of the strongest senses tied to memory, so I don't know
that's
why you wouldn't remember that.
That is true. That is very true. Well.
Anyway, sometimes I smell like a moose.
Sometimes I press a button and...
little fan kicks up.
Yep. Oh, there's my moose smell.
What a bizarre discussion I didn't intend on having.
Oh boy.
Look, when there's no agenda, I don't know. What do you want from me, people?
Yeah. The new tennis season has started.
What does that mean?
Just means it's a new season. It's a new tennis season. There's new... game, there's new match configurations. We have new people on the team. I'm the co-captain.
In your personal tennis life. Not
my personal tennis life, yes.
Not
there's
just
a new
professional tennis.
USTA SoCal season happening right now.
That's terrific.
You know what? It actually is. I feel like, and I'm being sincere now. I do feel like starting to play like league tennis in the last year has really like brought me a lot of happiness.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like when I started playing golf and I was like, you got to try this.
But I was like, I like tennis.
Yeah.
You know,
like, Whatever.
I was at practice last night, and there's a coach who works with us.
She was until all hours. It was dark out, guys. She didn't get back until, I don't know, what was it, 10?
No, it was like 9:40.
Jeez.
Not 10, 9:40.
That might as well be 10 in some places.
And he said, tennis is a game of problem solving. And I was like, this is why I like tennis. It's a game of problem solving.
You don't think golf's a game of problem solving?
Not as much as tennis.
I would woefully disagree with that. Maybe not as fast. Meaning like that the decisions aren't having to come the second the ball leaves your racket.
I mean, the decision has to come before the ball leaves your racket.
Yeah, but then you have to make the next decision.
Yes, exactly. It's all very
fast. Where to go stand.
It's very fast. It's very fast.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's, you know, you got to really just be on top of things.
You got to be yourself.
You got to be yourself. It's true. Yep.
I've got that.
Anyway, just wanted to share that. And I appreciate all of the weekend time that you are allowing me to play tennis.
Allow. You're a grown person. If you want to play tennis on the weekend, you can play tennis on the weekend.
I know, but it's like, it's, you know, it's child care maneuvering.
Yeah, I get to take care of Henry. It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. There you go.
Truly a blessing.
He's blessed, everyone. All right, should we take a break?
Bless this mess, am I right? I like cleaned the kitchen this morning. I'm like, what am I doing? Get out of here, me.
Why? Why'd you say get out of here, me?
I don't know. Maybe it's all the guilt I have for going to play golf on Monday and leaving you with Henry.
Yeah, I hear that.
Can't wait to clean some other stuff when I get in the house. It's going to be great.
Guilt is a good motivator.
Oh, it's truly the most powerful motivator I have.
It is.
So harness it, people, and I'll do whatever.
All right.
That said, we'll be right back.
Okay.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
And we're back.
Hello.
We can go about our regular business as intended.
Great.
Just want to say I got two residual checks today from a little show called At Midnight.
Oh,
one was 5 cents and the other was 23 cents.
Oh, my Lord.
So who needs work when you're a writer of TV that's still airing somewhere?
Wow.
How is that show airing anywhere? It's crazy.
Where is that show even airing?
I don't know, nor do I understand.
Because now there's After Midnight. There's the new
Correct.
Show.
Correct. Yeah,
so
there is the new one.
How, where, what?
I don't know. Again, I'm like, whatever.
Maybe it's, you know what? Maybe it's airing on one of those like weird Roku channels.
Right.
Or
like, yeah, like a Roku. Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
You know? With the hair colored commercial that we love so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having colored hair doesn't make you unprofessional.
Yes, thank you. You know, when you watch stuff on streaming and they play the same commercials over and over again, you just really grow attached to some of these commercials. And when we we were in an Airbnb like up the coast a few years ago, and they had Roku TV. They played this one every commercial break was this one commercial.
Which I'm like still unclear what was it for?
I think it was for hair dye. Having colored hair doesn't make you unprofessional.
Yes, and the jingle was like incredibly annoying.
It was so annoying. And now, when Matt is watching baseball, there is a commercial for Skechers.
Having colored hair doesn't make you unprofessional. Having colored hair doesn't make you
How
unprofessional.
How did you find it?
I can teach a class when my hair is peach.
Hang on. Henry's here. What's up, bud?
Whoa. That was surprising. He did just open my office door.
What's up, bud?
Oh, hi, Henry. Oh, he can't hear me.
Oh, I gotta guess the score of the Red Sox game. Is it 4-4?
No, because there's someone in the lead.
Oh. Who's in the lead?
You had to guess this one, then you had to guess who's in the lead.
This is quite a game. Is the score 7-2 Red Sox in the lead?
Yes. Holly, go away.
Do you have anything to say to Mama?
Wait, I'm going to whisper it to you.
Okay. Ready?
I'm ready.
Mama.
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm recording a podcast with Dita.
Mama?
Yes.
Did you have good sleep?
I did have good sleep. Thank you.
He's really into this podcasting. He's asking some questions.
Yeah, did you have good sleep, bud?
Did you have good sleep, she said?
Yes.
What time did you wake up, Henry? Tell everyone.
4:28.
That's very early.
Thank you. Henry, thank you for being on the show. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
Wait 1 second.
For what? Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Dita has a hat. Okay.
Mama, look.
Mama, do you see?
Yeah, you have a new hat.
Yeah. I have a new hat named Henry.
Okay. Hi, bye.
All right, go
play. Hi, pie.
We'll see you in a little bit, bud. We're going to finish it up pretty soon. Okie dokie.
Wow.
Thank you. It was a wonderful cameo.
That was great. Now, where were we?
Colored hair.
Oh, yeah, you found the jingle.
Yes. And then you were talking about how now there's currently a, what is it, a Nissan commercial?
No, a Skechers commercial.
Oh, well, is that one, sure, for the Skechers slip-ins.
The wide Skechers slip-ins.
Yeah, which I really do want because they seem amazing.
I mean, I think that's what happens when you see a commercial 1,000 times. You start to think,
this tiny home trend, not for me. Now, this is more like it. The same goes for my footwork. So I went hands-free with wide-fit Skechers slip-ins. There's plenty of room, and I can just step in and go without bending down or touching my shoes.
That's right.
This tiny is terrible.
Who wants to do that? Howie longs to change the game.
Did you know there's no tea in Skechers? Never has been.
What you talking about, Romo? Tea is always in Skechers.
Tea in these Skechers slip-ins. Tea in these Skechers slip-ins. I pity the fool have to touch his shoes to put them on. Tea in these Skechers slip-ins.
Pity the fool.
Who has to touch their shoes to put them on? I mean, he's kind of on to something.
Have you not ever heard of slip-in shoes? You know that Skechers did not invent slip-in shoes.
It's like having a shoehorn built into your shoe.
Yeah, but like...
Somebody had them on at poker.
The Skechers ones?
Yeah, and I was like, are those the best thing ever? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm
That's
so jealous.
That's actually really funny.
When I get a job, first thing I'm doing, pair of Skechers wide slip-ins.
Maybe Skechers will sponsor this podcast, and then you'll be able to get...
Hey, if anybody out there works for Skechers or is a Skechers rep, we're happy to do some ad reads for you.
Yeah, definitely.
No problem. I mean, if you want to do ad reads in exchange for... Just pay me in slip-ins.
Great. Wow, that's a deal.
Thank you.
Okay. If you want to email us, you can do that at DoreenMatt@gmail.com or MattandDory@gmail.com. Call or text us at 413-461-BABY. That's 413-461-2229. And we do have that Patreon at patreon.com/excellentadventure. We do 2 bonus episodes a month. We read your name on the podcast, and at the $10 level, you also get ad-free episodes. So if, you know, you don't want to hear the wide Skechers, oh wait, Matt just played that as part of the show. Never mind.
I mean, this one's technically not ad-free.
I know.
Of the 2 ads that I played.
But no, seriously, we do ad-free episodes. Okay, now we're going to hear from you. This is from Emily. Hi, Dory, Matt, Dory, Henry, and Beau. Hope you're all doing well. Firstly, wanted to say how much what Dory shared relating to frustrations with friendships a couple episodes resonated with me. Not that I've been in the same situation, but just that adult friendships are hard. I agree with the person who emailed last week mentioning that there isn't much shared around friendship loss, and yet I think it's more common than most people think. I ended a friendship 4 years ago and still struggle with it at times. I'm writing in to share a struggle that I know has come up many times before on the podcast. I fully acknowledge how privileged I am in many ways to even face this decision. We recently paid our embryo storage bill, which of course begs the question, why are we still storing these embryos? My husband and I are so lucky to have 3 kids, 2 through IVF, 1 from a prior marriage for him, which is exactly the family that I described wanting to my RE when we first met. We are so fortunate to have 2 embryos left. We both feel confident that we don't want more kids. I would say I'm not sure 100%. Yet, though, I've been feeling more and more certain as I watch my 2 science toddlers grow. A 4th child would not be practical for so many reasons: time, financial, age, energy, etc. Nonetheless, I'm struggling with the idea of discarding our embryos. It seems like the right decision logically. It makes sense. However, the time, effort, energy, money, and heartache that went into creating the embryos was significant. While I know they aren't babies and don't even know if they would be viable, we didn't do genetic testing, I feel very emotionally attached to them. While I think embryo donation is incredible, I can't imagine the idea of knowing I had a biological child out there being raised by someone else. Anyway, sorry for the rambling. No specific question here. Just wanted to share a struggle that I'm having, thinking that someone else out there might be feeling the same way. I guess this is just one of those things that is harder about going through IVF. The idea of just not trying for another child or using some kind of birth control doesn't compare to having to decide what to do with and ultimately discarding embryos. Thanks for continuing to share your lives with us each week, sending you positive thoughts that a job and or exciting opportunity is right around the corner for both of you.
Yes.
Emily, in Chicago, in 3,600 square feet with a 75-inch TV in the family room and 65-inch in the bedroom. I texted my husband to ask the TV sizes since I got them wrong the last time I emailed. He wanted me to specify for Matt that it's a Sony Master Series.
Nice. That's a beautiful TV.
My kids eat at least a hot dog a week each, but we only eat kosher / all beef, so I know that they don't count.
Oh, they have the deepest and richest blacks, just so you're wondering, in case you're wondering. Those Sony TVs.
Oh. I was like, I don't know what that means.
If you're watching a movie, you know, sometimes like the black just looks like a gray, you know, because of the backlight. But on these Sonys, it's just like, it is darker than night.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
Can you hear Henry?
Good TV choice. No.
Okay. Because he's really.
He's coming.
He's really, no, he's just like screaming outside my door.
About what?
They're playing a game.
Oh, it's fun.
Anyway, Emily, I hear you. There is something weird about like knowing that those embryos are there. And like, if you didn't have them, of course you would feel done. But then it's like, well, they're there. All this to say is I understand. I understand how you feel. I don't have like an answer for you. I don't think you were really looking for an answer, but I see you.
I see your beautiful televisions.
And thank you for acknowledging your embryo privilege.
Were any of those televisions from a previous marriage?
Oh, good question.
Also yes, thank question. You. It's a very good question. I doubt it because it's like, you know.
Those are 65 new.
65 and 75. Those are big sizes.
Big sizes. Yep. All right. Well, let's move on to another email from a different Emily.
Sketcher slip-ons?
No. Hi, Matt and Dory. An acquaintance of mine, someone I know well enough to have been invited to the baby shower, just had a baby less than 2 weeks ago. I'm closer friends with the new mom's best friend. The new mom disclosed to the best friend that she does not feel a magical spark with her baby. It's unclear if she's shared this with her husband, who's over the moon, or anyone else. The best friend shared this with me because she feels for her bestie and wanted to dump this outward, as the grief circle theory suggests. Anyway, the best friend affirmed the new mom and said it was good she told her. Best friend said it's only been a few days and you just went through a heavily medicated childbirth. Try to be easy on yourself. The best friend suggested sharing these feelings with the doctor as well. I think this is one of those things that people don't talk about because it feels shameful, but it's actually not uncommon. A close friend of mine experienced similar feelings along with postpartum depression. She didn't tell me until 3 years later because she felt guilty about not being a better friend when her kid was an infant. What a burden to bear. This seems so unfair for new parents who are already going through so much. What do you all, Matt, Dory, and the Egg Signal peeps, suggest for best friend to do or offer to new mom? PPD is already top of mind, as is talking to the doctor. This seems so isolating for the new mom. I know there's no magic solution, and I wish for a world where the wide range of experiences and feelings could be more safely shared. If anyone else was slow to warm to a new baby, what helped you feel okay about your feelings? What helped you feel supported? Being a person is hard. Emily.
I mean, this sounds like your classic case of a little postpartum. You know, which is something that is perfectly normal in that it happens. And something that I would say you need someone who's not hosting a podcast to help you with. Unless your therapist also has a podcast, which I would say, okay, you know, that's Dory, what am I saying that's wrong?
No, you're not saying anything wrong. I mean, I think I wrote about this a little bit in my memoir. Thanks for waiting. The joy and weirdness of being late bloomer. That like, I feel like we've all been conditioned to think that as like new moms, we're going to feel this just like overwhelming instant bond with our babies. And like, I didn't feel that exactly. I think I was like stressed and I just had a somewhat traumatic birth. And, you know, those first few weeks are such a blur and everything just feels hard. And you're like, who is this new person?
Right.
You know? I will say one thing that helped me, and I did write about this in the book. I did find baby wearing to be very bonding. So
you found baby, say that again?
Baby wearing, like having Henry in the baby carrier.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like all like snuggled up next to me, like a little kangaroo in my pouch, little Joey in my kangaroo pouch.
Sure.
I really liked that, and that I feel like that helped me bond with him. I don't know if that's a common thing, but I do feel like that like really helped. And then I think in terms of just like being a friend, like I think it sounds like your your friend's best friend. No, yes. The new mom's best friend, who is your friend, is doing all the right things. I think just keep showing up, keep helping out, keep listening. They don't, you know, they don't have to try to fix everything right away. I think just being there and being someone she can be supported by is important. But also, this is normal. But if it gets really bad, like, yes, she should see a doctor.
For sure.
Okay, we're gonna take another break.
Okay. We'll be right back, everybody.
Okay.
We're back.
Hello. Okay. This is from Christina. Hello, Matt and Dory. The conversation about teaching kids about friendship made me think of some advice I heard once that I try to instill in my kids. I once heard Vanessa Zoltan, host of many podcasts, including Harry Potter and The Sacred Text, say that her mom never let her cancel plans with friends if something better came along. They had a play date with a friend and a different friend asked them to do something. They had committed to the original friend and needed to stay committed. This leaves the out for sickness or family issues. I'm involved in coaching several sports in our town and school, and the lack of holding kids to commitments in general is a pet peeve of mine. If you make plans with a friend or sign up for a sport, follow through. People are relying on you, and it's your job to show up. Don't make promises you can't follow through on. This was just supposed to be a friendly email sharing a piece of advice I love, but I end up on my soapbox. Whoops. Anyway, I appreciate you and your take on friendships and teaching our kids to be empathetic and consider the feelings of others. Christine in Wisconsin, floating between hockey season and baseball season, waiting for the snow to go away. Oh, I kept listening and have something to throw out there for the Disney family reunion. With a group that big, does everyone have to do everything together? Could you divide and conquer if people's must-dos don't always line up? I haven't been to Disney since I was a kid, but it seems like always sticking in one huge group would be hard.
I mean, I bet it is hard, but I can't tell you how many times I see groups that are there, family reunion groups with their matching t-shirts, like in large clusters.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to say that. We forgot to say get matching t-shirts.
Oh, no.
Hope it's not too late.
That does not reflect the advice of everyone on this podcast, just so you know.
I think a big family reunion, it's nice to have matching t-shirts, at least for the kids.
I see. Okay.
The grown-ups don't want to do matching t-shirts. Okay. But I feel like it's very cute for all the cousins to have matching t-shirts. It's just my two cents. Okay. But yes,
Matt is two cents.
Thank you. Matt is right. You do see large groups around a lot.
Yeah. Just chilling with their t-shirts.
Yeah. And yeah, I appreciate this advice. I mean, you know, I think the thing is, like, there's never going to be like absolutes, but I think it is good to like instill this idea of keeping commitments and showing up for friends. I think those are good things to impart to your child.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Just my two cents.
I can't ever remember being able to cancel on anybody. Like, yeah, the idea of canceling on someone if something better came along. Don't know that was something I ever really ever did.
I don't think so either. And I played sports and I always showed up to practice and like I was in plays and I always showed up to rehearsal. Like, I mean, I don't know. All right. This is from Kendra. Hey, guys. As a type A wife to an ADHD husband, I relate to you both so much. Wow. She's saying I'm type A.
I mean, when you look at the two of us.
I'm only type A in relation to Matt.
Yeah. Well, this is a bell curve. Welcome to the marriage. We're grading on a curve here.
I wanted to write in because though I'm no expert, I've worked to gain more understanding around sleep since our second science baby has never been awesome about sleep. We discovered around 8 months old that he was chronically overtired. We started putting him down far earlier than we thought was appropriate, and voila! He started sleeping longer with way less wake-ups. What does overtired mean? Basically, your cortisol is spiking from not getting enough sleep, which turns into a shitty cycle of waking you up in the middle of the night and preventing restorative sleep. Matt, you sound like you're in a pretty severe place
like
of
me.
Overtiredness with high cortisol levels. Have you ever considered seeing a naturopath? Through supplements and traditional Western medicine, they may be able to support you back to a better sleep routine. My husband is a self-sabotager and often falls asleep to the TV downstairs, then drags himself upstairs, resulting in shitty, incomplete sleep. He's improved over time, but it definitely takes work for him. But when he gets into a good rhythm, he has tons of energy and is a surprisingly happy guy. I know it's possible. Just some ideas for you to potentially discuss with your medical providers.
I mean, there's like a... I know that if I go to sleep to like... I'm tired all the time, first of all. Second of all, I often want to go to sleep at like 7. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I need to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. But every time I've ever done that, I wake up at like 2 or 3. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, well, what now? Thank you.
Okay.
This is my TED Talk.
Thank you, Matt. Dory, when it comes to empathy, he's not incapable, but boy, do they love to solve a situation like it's a puzzle. It drives me insane. Like, dude, just be on my side instead of constantly trying to theorize what the other person's motivations might be. I have to actively remind him to stop responding immediately with, well, maybe. No, stop it. Anyway, you're not alone. There's definitely a beauty to brains like yours, Matt, but the analysis of it all can be quite exhausting for us wives / partners.
Yeah, but don't you want a solution?
Not always, actually. That I think is the highest form of empathy, Matt, is realizing when people want a solution and when they don't.
I feel like always solution. Is the way we should all be.
I have often considered starting up an Instagram/TikTok profile just for spouses of people with ADHD. To love them is to go insane, but ultimately understanding the differences in their brain sure helps. Hope that's helpful. I enjoy hearing from you guys on Monday mornings. Keep it up. I've given you our stats before, but we have 2 science kiddos, 5 and just turned 3 in the suburbs of Portland, Oregon. Thanks, Kendra. Hmm. Kendra, it's interesting. I have also often wished that this existed. I don't want to do it myself, but like, I feel like the reason it doesn't is because whoever did it would be opening themselves up to such a fucking minefield of comments of like, you're ableist, you're this, you're that. Like, there's just no way to do it without, I think, sounding like an asshole. And I don't think that would be the intention, but I think people would get very, very defensive and upset if this was a thing. People talking about their frustrations with people with ADHD, you don't think people get upset with that?
That's not what she's talking about.
She is talking about that.
No, she's talking about for spouses and significant others of people with ADHD. It's like, it's sort of like helping to create what I would describe as a more mutually beneficial relationship.
Okay.
Reach a mutual understanding.
I mean, look, I would love that. If you want to do that, Kendra, I'm on board.
Oh, now she's on board. Whatever.
I'm on board to follow it. I'm not going to do it myself.
No one said you should stop stealing our emailers' ideas.
I just started one. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yep. Wife of Guy with ADHD. That's my account.
That was a terrible name. Do better.
Well, I didn't have time to workshop it, so. Okay. This is from Alex. Hi, Dorian, Matt. Disney portion of the show, but not quite. Due to flight schedules. Did we already read this one?
No, we did already about,
read it. Yes, yeah, we did we read this. About, sorry.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah. Okay. I thought this might have been an update.
My apologies. There were a couple that we didn't get to, and I thought this might be one of them, but it wasn't. Okay. Anyway, Brittany, pause the pod to recommend that you show Henry the best ladder match of all time.
Razor Ramon, Shawn Michaels. Yeah, of course.
Shawn Michaels versus Razor Ramon from WrestleMania 10. Haven't watched it since the 90s, but I imagine it holds up.
It does hold up, but it's also like a little bit like... What do you even say? It's slow paced now, but at the time it was incredible.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's not a bad idea. I feel like after the match he watched, which was four tag teams with two belts hung from two different ladders, like, I feel like his now his baseline is insane. So anything with less than 18 ladders and 40 tables would be too little.
Interesting. You guys were having a real wrestling match this morning on the couch.
Oh, that was just him trying to get the remote.
I know, but he was really going to town.
I know. And I was like, I'll happily exhaust you while I lay down and listen to Dave Matthews. It's fine.
All right. We have one more email from David. Pausing the pod to say, this is in reference to the bolt that was in the salt.
Ah, yes. Acrylic box. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can't find an acrylic box for the bolt, Hobby Lobby and Michaels sell real nice acrylic display cases for golf balls and baseballs, and they're real cheap, especially when on sale. I think this week Michaels has their buy one, get two free sale or 65% off one item online. Okay, I unpaused and listened a little bit more. Matt, did you want to suspend the bolt pieces in acrylic or an epoxy? There's two-part epoxy kits on Amazon for this, but probably not the easiest thing because it's real easy to get trapped air bubbles unless you have a vacuum chamber to put negative pressure on the mold to pull the bubbles out. Side note, whenever Matt says hunky dory, I think of the intro, I'm Matt and I'm Dory, but I switch it to I'm hunky and I'm Dory, which is fitting with how much Matt was killing it at glamping.
Folks. David S., the homework stealing Vulcan, thank you and live long and prosper yourself. I appreciate your emailing. Well, everybody should be like David and support the podcast at Patreon level. Head over to patreon.com/StarTrekTNC and support my other show. that's what I do want. I want it suspended. Could I make a vacuum chamber? What do I need? Like a couple of gaskets, a vacuum. Okay, I'm thinking about it. I've got a vacuum sealer. I bet I could use that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. David, thank you for this. This is good information. You know, just starting all this stuff, you know, we said everything was going to turn around once that bolt came unbolted, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're still sort of waiting on that stuff to happen. But on the bright side, you know, I had my car in for service yesterday, and it was either going to cost me a lot of money or no money because of the warranty being like 4 days out of date. And luckily, no money. Then they wanted to replace the tires, and I was like, I don't want to replace the tires.
Also, like, you have the car for like one more month. Why would you replace the tires?
I've got the car through June right now.
Okay. Two more months.
Whatever. The point is, it could have cost money and it didn't cost money.
Yes. That was great. I was very
here.
Happy
I am trying to look
it.
At the positive side, and then here's Dory fucking shattering me with
no.
The real
I'm not
world.
Shattering you. I'm not shattering you. I, all I'm
stop
saying is this,
bringing the real this, reality in here.
This was just another example. I feel like of car dealerships trying to like get every last penny out of you, when it's like, why on earth would you replace the tires 2 months before you have to turn in a lease? Doesn't even
because
make sense.
The tread is not optimal. God. Do you understand how tires work?
I mean, not really, but okay.
This is, I know, yeah.
Yep.
I've seen
okay.
You, I've seen you try
we
to approach curbs.
Are going to thank our Patreon supporters.
Please,
we are very grateful.
Us.
Very grateful to you. Thank you. Oh, I forgot to delete. Wait a second. Hold on. No, these are right. Except we're going to start with Abba N, Matt.
Okay.
Okay. Abba N.
Alec Meredith Fletcher and Florence Babel.
Alex Liu.
Amanda Powell.
Amy.
Andrew McClure.
And Fluker.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Anonymous.
April.
Oh.
Oh. Yes.
I was going to tell everybody on the podcast another what? Story. I don't think anyone's listening now because I bet people tune out after the names.
Oh, what were you going to tell them?
That I went to the post office and then I went to Staples. And I went to the weird Staples up on Sunset. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to that Staples?
Yeah, I think I just went there for something. Why did I go there?
To
oh,
bring
to
a UPS package?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. I walked in and there's like 15 people using the computers and like printing stuff. And it was like bustling. And I was like, what is happening? What a fucking weird Staples I've just entered. And then I hear somebody and I'm like, oh my God, is that Pauly Shore? It was. Pauly Shore was
Shore?
There.
What?
With a dog. There's a giant dog.
What? And,
I mean, it was like.
Was this a dream?
No, this had just happened. This literally like happened right before
was,
we recorded
was Pauly Shore on the computer?
Pauly Shore was there. I think getting some stuff printed out? I don't even know. I was so confused.
Were the other 15 people, were they connected to Pauly Shore?
No.
Oh, it was just a popular thing for people to be doing
it was just
on a Saturday afternoon.
Bustling. It was bustling.
Wow.
It was. I was like, this is unbelievable. I would have.
You know what? Good for them. Good for
sure.
them.
Sure.
Good for them.
All right,
so anyway. Many brick and mortar shops are closing these days. I think it's good that they're still in business.
Right. Ariel.
Ashley A.
Ashley Sicily.
Barrett.
Becca Foster.
Becca Kwan.
Brian McGurk.
Bruno Macias.
Carolyn C.
Carolyn N.
Caroline C. Carolyn N. Shinami Worth.
Cynthia Meisner.
Deandra Kistler.
Denise Adair.
Devin Culpin.
Diana Robinson.
Donna Gomez.
Dr. Beverly Crusher.
Edwina Morgan Bodo.
Elena Palling.
Ellen.
Ellen F.
Ellis Billum.
Aaron Foldizi.
Aaron Riley.
Aaron Turley.
Frederick Roy, Enterprise D, Captain's Yachts, Watch Officer.
Freya.
Greta Truitt.
Heather Haskey.
Hendrick.
Ivar and DC's Papa Richie.
Jackie G.
Jennifer Olson.
Jennifer Steele.
Jenny Fick.
Jesse Hendricks.
Jessica Manilovich.
Joanna Rao.
Julia Schulenberg.
Julie Mebben.
Julie Phillips.
Justine with an E.
Kane McCall.
Caitlin Campbell.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for listening. I'm continuing to support the podcast. We appreciate you, even if you're just a regular old Ellison and... enjoy the ads. We appreciate you as well.
Bye.
Bye.